Hello, good afternoon, Wells. This is Joseph Tame. For a change, not in Tokyo, but in Bern, the Swiss capital. It's 11:35 a.m. Central European Time on the 4th of December. And I'm just about to leave Bern and head to Paris by train, but thought I'd just do a quick catch-up while I still have Wi-Fi access here. So I flew from Japan on Friday morning. It's now Sunday, so I've been here a couple of days. Flight was fantastic. Early morning departure, like 6:25 a.m. What that meant at this time of year was that we basically flew with the sunrise. So we had constant sunrises all the way, partly because the plane goes quite far north. And so when it was kind of mid-morning time, local time below us, like in Siberia, it was still sunrise because they have hardly any sun, so it's always very low. Anyway, absolutely beautiful, and the photo for this little audio boot is one of the ones I took from the plane on the way. I watched a couple of films, got some emails done, slept. I actually slept on the plane, which was a miracle. Into Heathrow, had a bit of food there. Kind of weird to be back in England, but you know, it was just a transfer, so didn't really think about it too much. And then a short hop over to Zurich, where I was picked up by my lovely hosts here, and I've been looked after very well. It's really lovely to be back in Switzerland. Bern is a lovely capital. It's very quiet. A lot of the old architecture still remains. So on the first day, what did we do? Oh, there was only one day. That's right. Yesterday. Seems like, I don't know, time is, I've entered some strange time warp. But basically yesterday we spent the day, first of all, checking the route that I'm going to run next summer. And I should just briefly explain why I'm in Switzerland. There was a proposal for me to do an artistic run here in Bern next summer for an exhibition that will be raising money for Tohoku, the area of Japan hit by the tsunami. And as I was coming to Europe in any case, it seemed to fit quite well if I just stopped off here on the way. So I'd already designed the route. It's about, I think, almost 40 kilometres around the city. I'm not going to say what it is right now. And yesterday we checked out some of the potential problem spots, for example, where I needed to cross the big river. In actual fact, turned out there was a ferry right at that spot. Just this guy with a boat and a cable across the river, and the boat crosses using the power of the water. And yeah, that was wonderful. Then we checked out another couple of places where I was a bit concerned about the route. Could I cross the railway line at that point and things like that? And got all that sorted. Then we went into the old city, and there was a Christmas market, and we had Glühwein, and went to a lovely little restaurant in the station, and shocked the Japanese staff member by talking Japanese. In fact, I think her boss was more concerned, because her boss basically saw that her Japanese staff member talking rapidly in what she would assume would be Japanese to this white foreigner. And she's like, "Are you okay? Why are you speaking Japanese with this guy?" And basically, I just couldn't understand what she was saying to me when she was talking to me in German. So that was quite amusing. Picked up my ticket in advance for today, and had a lovely time being introduced to artists and entrepreneurs in Bern by my hosts. And it was a really, really lovely day, actually. I should just mention that my host is Carmen Miranda Levy, who is the sister of Carlos, who I met only last month up at... gave him a lift up to TEDx Tohoku, and it was through him that this whole Swiss trip came about. So very grateful to my host, Carmen, and also Johan, for looking after me. Anyway, I'm out of time, so I'll leave this one here. Cheers. Bye-bye.